we don't have to set a timer either.
No, this is it. No, like, we're making we're making it to the charts.
We're going to get a Grammy. Or what was it? A Golden Globe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we do take a month off, we do have to come back better than ever.
Yeah.
You can't just roll.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been eating?
While setting up mics?
Like.
Honestly, it's probably dust, Annabeth.
No, someone has eaten.
These have been. Oh, Avi, or one of the girls might have touched them with their Dorito hands.
Yucky. Okay.
Got to dust those mics off. 1, 2, 3. Mic check 1, 2. Are you guys there? Welcome back to the tea. We're just popping off after a little break.
Yeah.
Just thought we would, you know, reintroduce ourselves.
Hello.
I think that we hit our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So we did that.
That was in like March.
That was in March, but we did. We were like, okay, happy 1 year.
Get trapped by that. Yeah.
Yeah. So how have you guys been, everyone out there?
They're good.
They're good. Okay. Happy spring. I think it was spring last time we were here? I don't think it was.
I think spring was like April 20th or something.
Yeah.
Wait, so was it also Easter?
Yes. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Kwanzaa.
What else has happened since then? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
To all you cool moms out there.
Who celebrate.
Yes. No, I had a client that was trying to book with me. And if they watch or if they listen, then they're going to know it's them because it's only one client that did this. But they were trying to book for like this weekend. And I was like, no, I'm already booked. I have a wedding on Saturday. And then Sunday's Mother's Day. I'm not booking a session on Mother's Day.
Why would you do that?
I mean, I would if I really, really needed to, but like, no, I'm not booking a session on Mother's Day. And so I thought, how crazy to ask
a mother
to
book, president of the Cool Moms Club,
to book your photos that day. So anyways, not to call anybody out or anything.
Not to call anybody out. Are they a mother?
No, they're definitely not because these are grad photos.
Oh, she wasn't thinking.
She wasn't thinking. And I get it. Like,
it's okay.
I feel like whenever I was her age, I probably wouldn't have thought about it either. It wouldn't have been at the forefront of my brain that like, oh,
that's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And she's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
She might be celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So yeah, that was an interesting thing. So we're going to look forward to next week and see if we have any openings for her.
As you should.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we've been kind of booked and busy.
So booked, so busy.
Yeah, I saw this hat on the internet and I really want it. It says booked and busy.
Oh, you should get it.
Mm-hmm.
You would love it.
I love it. Yeah.
All I see on my For You page is the Sorry About My Husband hat. And
Have you not bought it yet?
I haven't bought it yet, but I gotta buy it. There's no reason I don't own that hat.
You've obviously clicked on the link or it wouldn't keep showing it.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like every third ad.
It's going to keep showing it until you buy it.
I think I have to buy it.
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm the targeted audience.
Yeah.
Of that hat.
Yeah. You should get it.
I should get it. I think I haven't gotten it because I think it's like $35. And maybe that's...
How often do you wear hats?
I wear hats to the racetrack. Pretty much exclusively, which that would be where I would want to wear that hat.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think I have to buy it.
I love a good hat. I feel like it can really spice up your fit. Like if you, for example, yesterday I was wearing like black pants and like a neutral color top, but then I wore a hat that's blue, and it just kind of like gives it a different vibe.
See, I feel like if I wear a hat, then I have to wash my hair.
Well, I did do that.
So...
Well, it was on like, it was time.
Which I'm really struggling right now with like my hair. I think it's, I don't know. I bought new shampoo. I don't like it.
That sucks because that's also expensive shampoo. No.
Yeah. I don't like it. I actually don't like any of those products that I bought.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. And I'm trying.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I used it. I didn't like it. And I like for a minute went back to Garnier Fructis.
No, just in case anyone's wondering, as a ex-hairstylist, I have been buying my shampoo from Target.
What are you using?
I'm using Kristen S.
What's that?
It's just like, I don't know. She was a hairstylist that came out with her own products. Listen. And they're a little bit more expensive than like Garnier. Mm-hmm. I think they're like $12 a bottle.
Oh, okay.
So 24 total for both shampoo and conditioner.
I have a theory that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know just because I do have knowledge of that it does work. I wonder if like with your hair texture, like what is the
it just feels like really weighed down.
Okay, what is it supposed to do? Like your shampoo.
Oh, I think it's just like their regular like
the OG. Is it the black bottle?
The black bottle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
It's not like Gold Lust or anything like that. It's like just original. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Original recipe. Yeah, I think I'm gonna switch back to Kevin Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I liked.
Yeah.
I do not like it's what's it called? Orbe. Yeah, I have a serious bone to pick with Olivia next time I see her.
Okay, I'm gonna see her next week.
$500 in product.
No, I know.
And it's expensive. I hate them. I don't like them at all.
I wonder if they reformulated anything. Because
I don't like it.
I mean, we used them years ago, you know, at Wink, but
it's not for me.
I hate that. Yeah. I didn't buy any products because
I feel like
it's
I'm washing my hair a lot because it's looking yucky. Like it feels yucky and it's drying out my scalp.
Yeah. So that's so weird because it's like your hair's greased down, but your scalp's dry.
Huh. Or maybe it's like irritating my scalp, which is not hard to do, really.
Yeah.
But
I'm so sorry.
I've even been like breaking out like along my hairline. Ugh. Yeah. Like down my ears and like the back of my neck.
I wonder if it's the same. And I shouldn't have answered this question because you know how like whenever you switch your skincare, like they say that your skin like purges. Mm. And I'm wondering if it's the same thing with your hair. Like when you switch your hair care, depending on what it is.
I don't know, but
if you guys can hear that beep in the background, that's my washer.
It's okay.
She's living on a prayer.
Why don't you just turn it off?
Well, I did ask Caleb if we could just cut it off. And he was like, well, I'm trying to like run it to get the water out.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's not working. Yeah. We just need to go ahead and take it out. I need a clothesline that I can hang it outside. That'd be great. Because now where am I going to put this? I'm not putting it in the dryer. Mm-mm. It's my comforter, if anybody's wondering. Anyway, yeah. I'm really loving my hair right now.
Your hair looks great.
Although I'm not using expensive shampoo.
Yeah. I don't think you have to. I think that's a hoax.
Yeah.
Like Olivia was like, oh, yeah, I can tell you've been using Garnier. No, you can't. You're a liar. You wanted me to spend $500 on this new product. What?
Oh, my God. Anna. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she could tell.
I don't think she could tell. I couldn't tell. I don't think she could tell.
But the only thing about the short hair thing is that I do already have a hair appointment next week.
Yeah.
Just for a haircut.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't go again until June.
Yeah. So that's kind of the only, like, downfall.
Yeah. How was your journey of finding a closer stylist?
I probably shouldn't talk about it right now.
Oh. So you talked to Olivia about it.
Yeah, I talked to her about it. And I got in it because it's not against the stylist. Okay, so if you're the stylist and you listen to this podcast, by the way, it has nothing to do with you. But I did, like, I kind of ghosted her because she got back to me with a date.
Okay.
She got back to me with a date.
I didn't know you talked to someone.
No, I did. Oh, I reached out and was like, I was like, all right.
Was it in Hickory?
No, it's in town.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I was like, I already have an appointment.
You're out here ghosting people.
I know. I gotta get back to her.
You can't now. It's over.
No, I'm going to because I really do feel bad because basically I'm just in my brain. I've been scarred before mm-hmm. in my hair journey. Mm-hmm. And I really like my hair journey is going good and I feel really good. And it's important. Like if my hair journey goes bad, it's not going to be good for my mental health.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So everything kind of has to fall in line the way I need it to.
Yeah.
At this point in my life. And anyways, basically, she got back to me about a date, and it was around the same time that I was going for my haircut,
mm-hmm.
and I just was like, I'm too scared to switch.
Okay.
Because I do know how hard my hair is
to cut. Mine, I don't know anything about hair, but it's probably pretty easy.
I would say that your hair texture is pretty average.
Yeah.
Like normal.
Yeah.
Like you have a little wave in it. It's not like too coarse.
Yeah.
It's not too straight.
Yeah.
No, you have like the ideal hair type to work with.
Cool. Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about the journey that it is of getting like our hair done.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, we do drive to Asheville to get our hair done. It is really inconvenient. And I've been thinking a lot about that.
Yeah.
And it can't be that hard. Like, I feel like even my color is, like, really low maintenance.
Yeah.
Not, like, Olivia does a great job. Like, I don't want any Joe like, blow off the street.
That was the thing. It's like, she knows.
She's
not, like, going to be upset with us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not breaking up with her.
No, because I was like, I'm so scared.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I would feel like
I've had bad hair.
I would need her to have a conference call with my new hairstylist.
100%. Yeah.
And like, I feel like she would probably, I don't think she'd do this for everybody, but I think for us, she would probably write down like, this is what I've been doing.
She probably would.
Like for your formula and stuff. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. TBH.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not right
I mean,
now.
TBD.
Yeah.
TBD.
I'm not right now, but like.
Anyways, but I think this girl would do a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
And her work is great on her page. Mm-hmm. I sent her page to our hairstylist and she was like, her work looks great. And I was like, no, I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on that.
Okay.
Not to call anybody out. But I do need to follow up with her because I got nervous and I ghosted her.
That's so crazy.
Because I was like, how do I say never mind?
Well, I don't think you say never mind. I think you say like,
I'm really nervous
to switch and I'm just going to like hit pause on that right now.
Yeah.
I struggle with proper ways to say things like via email.
Oh, I recently had that problem.
Listen,
you just got to put what you want to say into Chat GPT.
You know what? I'm going to do that next time because I was trying to think of a way to say something the other day and I felt like the biggest dumbest dummy. I could not. And speaking of feeling like a biggest dumbest dummy, it's kind of like how I felt in the escape room.
Oh, right.
If you ever want to feel like the biggest idiot ever, go to an escape room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. The way in which at one point the lady, like the game master, literally just had to flash across the screen like the answer to the puzzle.
Yeah, she's like, your time's running out.
No.
We have another group coming in. Okay.
You're not gonna make it. Like, yeah. Anyway, that's how I feel sending emails.
But like whenever they gave you the answer where you're like, oh duh.
No.
You're like
no, I was like, who? I would have never thought that was it.
Yeah,
like it was like a way that you had to like put these tiles in like a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I would have never done it the way that they had it on there.
Okay,
it's really like
I haven't done one in a really long time.
We should do one,
but it was like a big group that I was with too, so yeah. Like I didn't have to think as much.
No, it was just me and Jake, and we're both kind of stupid. Like we're not stupid.
No, it's just like you have to really think critically.
Which, by the way, and let me just say,
and also,
this,
you probably have to think about it in a way that, like, you're not going to think about it.
No, it's also just like
dumb,
stupid stuff.
Yeah,
like we're out here trying to shut down these systems in a spacecraft. Well, I don't. It's just made up stuff. It's not even real stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it makes no sense.
Like, when are you ever going to be in a spacecraft?
I'm never going to be in a spacecraft. Like, who am I, Katy Perry? Like, I'm not going to be in a spacecraft.
Exactly.
That I know of at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows?
There could be opportunity.
What the future holds.
There's still time.
But, yeah. No, we should go do one and like vlog it. But it was just me. It was just me and Jake. And we're both like,
yeah.
Like, he's looking at me.
Where's the closest escape room to us?
I'm sure there's some in Hickory.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're like, I don't know what. They might be like ghetto escape rooms. That's why I'm also scared to just go to any escape
room. Like, you don't want to get locked into
and a murderer comes.
Yeah.
You know?
And then they'll never think anything about it. They'll just think they never escaped. Like, how are they going to know? Two young right. girls went to an escape room.
That sounds like a plot of a movie.
Yeah.
That's probably already been made.
Probably.
Anyway, that's how I feel sending work emails. I feel like I'm in an escape room.
Yeah, I had to send an email yesterday, like a work email.
Yeah.
And the reason I had ChatGPT help me was because I already like was feeling stupid what the email was about.
Okay.
So I needed it to just sound smarter.
Right.
And
how do I elevate this?
So good.
Good.
Perfect.
I love ChatGPT and I've been using it. I bought like ChatGPT Plus.
Like premium.
Yeah. I'm paying $20 a month. $19.99.
Wow.
For ChatGPT, but I'm using it. Like, I used it the other day to make a substance abuse policy for my business.
Okay.
Like, I'm out here using it. Like, for lots of things. And
so is that like in a contract?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I use it to make lots of like official documents.
Yeah.
That I'm like, is this official? It is now. But mostly I like to use it to take pictures of my kids and tell ChatGPT, which is also really hard for me to say, to roast them. That's let me do you right now.
Okay.
I love doing this. Do you do this?
Caleb did it for that Easter thing because everybody was doing their Easter picture or whatever.
That's how I started doing it.
Yeah.
But everybody posts. Okay, so it's like you can tell it to be mean to you. Everybody was posting like
it was being nice.
First version it gives you. Well, yeah. Like a nice version.
Oh, okay.
I get that first version and then I say like, no, ChatGPT.
The roast.
Go harder.
Yeah.
And yeah, but everybody was posting like the fluffy. Okay, so I'm going to tell ChatGPT, roast her really hard.
Oh my gosh.
Hee hee. Anyway, I do it all the time.
I use it sometimes for like Instagram post captions.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready? You want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh no. Is this going to hurt my feelings? Okay.
It doesn't actually hurt your feelings. It's just funny.
Okay.
This woman looks like she just got done recording a podcast titled Hot Takes from a Discount Tarot Reader.
What?
Where every prediction ends with, you might want to journal about that. She's sitting like a neutral NPC in a life coach simulator, microphone ready, about to drop advice like drink water and cut out toxic people.
Okay.
As if she discovered the formula for inner peace. And that giant gold mirror, that's not decor. That's where she practices her I'm listening faces before every fake deep conversation about vibrations and alignment.
That's the vibe I give
and
to
then
that.
It's GPT. That's so weird. Meaner. Yes.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I love it. What about me is giving that energy?
I don't know. That's just the vibe that you gave ChatGPT. She looks like she runs a podcast called Trauma Dump Tuesdays.
Yep. That's a really good name.
Trauma Dump Tuesdays. I actually love that. Okay. where she gives therapy advice with zero qualifications and all the confidence of a girl who thinks crystals fixed her gluten intolerance.
I've never used a crystal in a day of my life.
So funny. Okay. She's dressed like she's about to tell a guy she's not looking for anything serious, then cry when he moves on. And that arm tattoo probably represents growth, even though the only thing growing is the list of ex-friends who stopped responding to her 12-minute voice memos.
Okay, well, joke's on ChatGPT, because I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, I don't have any friends.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
And not because I talk to them too much.
Anyway, I really love ChatGPT.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'll have to do you.
Okay.
Okay, let's do Anna now.
Should I do a selfie?
Yeah, do a selfie.
Okay. I'm telling you, I do this like... This is actually mostly what I'm doing during the day.
Okay. Okay. Something that has been, while we're waiting on that.
Oh, I accidentally put toast me.
Something that's been consuming my time is the Whatnot app.
Yeah. Tell the people about that.
Okay. I'm sure there are people out there that are on Whatnot.
Maybe.
Oh, let me read it.
Okay. I don't understand why. It's like, okay.
Oh, you want mean? Buckle up.
Buckle up.
You look like you just hit, quote, record on your podcast called, quote, Healing Through Vibes, where every episode is just you trauma dumping and blaming Mercury retrograde for your bad decision. That smile says, quote, I've been talking uninterrupted for 42 minutes and I just called it self-awareness. You're giving major, I made a Canva graphic for my breakup energy.
What?
First of all, we're married, both of us.
ChatGPT.
That mic isn't for interviews. It's for dramatic sighs and passive-aggressive rants.
Okay, that's probably true.
Disguised as a boss. And let's talk about that pose. It screams, I peaked in high school, but now I'm spiritual.
Okay, by the way, I didn't peak in high school. I'm actually peaking right now.
Me too.
Wow. Okay. What?
You look like you say, the therapist says.
I didn't know.
But haven't actually seen one since your free BetterHelp trial expired. That's not true.
Okay, well, that's not true. Because I never did have a BetterHelp trial.
This is, should I make a doll version of her next or roast both podcast queens together?
Roast them together. I'm telling y'all, I love this. Like,
oh my gosh.
But you know what?
You want to read it?
You know what's unfortunate, though, about everybody who did the... like roast.
Oh, perfect. Two podcast queens, one mic, and zero self-awareness. Let's go.
That's actually our tagline.
Do you want me to read it or you want to read it?
You read it.
Okay. Together, they look like the co-host of a hit show called Overshare and Overreact, where every episode is just them interrupting each other with stories that somehow all end in. And that's when I knew he was intimidated by my energy.
Okay.
I think you got us wrong.
I mean, it's not all the way
Overshare
wrong.
Overshare and Overreact is the tagline of my life.
Yeah. Literally.
They're sitting there like, we're not like the other girls. We have microphones and unlicensed opinions. One's giving emotionally unavailable with a ring light. The other's soft launch of a mental breakdown.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, which one's which?
I don't know.
Okay. Between the two of them, they've got 11 houseplants. That's not true.
I have one houseplant.
Okay. I technically only have one real houseplant.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't.
They're all fake.
Okay.
Four vision boards.
I don't have any vision boards.
And zero accountability.
That is true.
They treat red flags like art. Collecting them, framing them, and talking about them for content.
Maybe.
Okay. Honestly, it's like Spotify recommended a podcast and just said, girl, don't.
Okay.
Rude.
Wow.
Okay, I don't think most of that isn't true, so it's fine.
Most of it isn't true. It's just for fun. It's just for fun.
If it was true, it would hurt worse.
No, I don't. I'm not hurt by that at all.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow. Okay, well, do that for yourselves, and then let us know in the comments what ChatGPT says.
Yeah, but you do, like, you only get a couple tries, and then it shuts you off. That's why I bought,
Yeah, so if it does shut you off, send your selfie to Anna. And
I'll do it for you.
Because she has premium.
I have, yeah. I love it. I was so mean making photos of the kids that it won't let me do it anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But it is so funny. Did I show you the one of Bentley?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you haven't been with me on my
They were like, this is considered bullying.
No, they were like, yeah, I was like crossing their boundaries, whatever, breaking their policy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all, this is so funny. Where is it? Because it's so good. Oh, here we go. Hee
hee.
ChatGPT made that.
What did you tell it to do?
I sent it this picture. And told it to make him fat.
Anna!
Isn't it hilarious?
What did he say?
Oh, we were laughing so hard.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever laughed that hard. Anyway.
Wow.
That's enough.
That's enough of that.
But 10 out of 10 recommend if you don't have ChatGPT.
Okay, I need you to download Whatnot on your phone real quick. Because see, we can't use my phone.
Okay.
Because I need to show the people what happens on Whatnot.
How are you gonna show them?
Because I can hold your phone up.
Okay.
But
we have time for that? A whole Whatnot tutorial?
No, it's not a tutorial.
Oh.
I just want to get your live reaction of what Whatnot is.
Okay.
Because, okay, this is my new addiction. So usually whenever I'm
my strange addiction.
Yeah. So whenever
is it yellow?
Yeah, and black.
Yep.
So usually whenever I work, we'll have like podcasts playing in the background. Mm-hmm. As I'm working.
Yeah.
And now I have Whatnot auctions playing in the background.
That's really
cool. And I'm not even buying anything. It's just like so interesting to me to see what people are selling. And which I have bought some stuff now, okay. By the way. One of the things I'm not sure if I like, I bought a pair of
Did it come?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a pair of brand new Balances, but on the internet, they looked like not the color that they are.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, they look cute on my feet. I don't have anything that matches, especially since I'm going on a self-discovery journey.
I got some Hokas for my birthday.
Oh, yay. Yeah. What do they look like?
They're white, and then they have like... kind of like an aqua, like the bottom part is like kind of like an aqua blue and then like a little bit darker blue. And also they're not going to match anything I own, but they're really cute. But they're really comfortable.
But I feel like white goes with pretty much everything.
It's like, have you ever seen Hokas?
Oh, the bottom base is like huge. A thick
It's like that big.
Color.
It makes me like 3 inches taller.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Do you work out in them?
No, I go for like walks.
Those are your hot girl walk shoes?
Yeah. And I have been going on hot girl walks. Oh, so, good. Like, y'all, I've changed so much.
Yeah.
Remember how for, like, months I was like, I would just like to go on a walk.
Uh-huh.
I've been going on walks.
Okay.
Been going on walks.
You've been going to the gym for 2 weeks.
I've been going to the gym for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I'm just a whole new girl.
I love that.
Yeah. Since I turned 30.
I can't say the same.
To get in.
The way in which I actually fell asleep at your 30th birthday.
What is going on?
Party.
I don't want to do this. Do I have to do this right now?
Don't do it. Is it making you do a whole thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't have to do all that.
Why?
I just like put my email in and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had ChatGPT make a graphic of us. Can you see it?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. You look so crazy. Anyways, you look like a crackhead.
I feel like chat GPT makes me look like that every time. Is that what I look like?
No. I mean, is that what I look like?
No. I feel like it always makes me look like
a crackhead.
I'm Asian.
I think it's because your eyes are squinty. Like in real life.
Yeah. But it always makes me Asian. I don't understand why.
Because maybe it thinks you're Asian. Maybe you're giving Asian vibes.
Clearly, healing energy. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I've been on my workout
fitness journey.
Yeah. Well, because I just kind of like came to this realization that I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
And I really need to start like taking care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about going off Thrive.
Okay.
Mostly because they lost my package and I'm not going to be getting any. And so I'm like, okay.
And now you realize that if you don't have it, like you're going to have to come off that caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just replacing it with other caffeine.
Oh, okay.
You know, I started taking creatine.
So then what's the point of coming off of Thrive?
Oh, I just don't have to pay for it. It's like $200 a month.
Oh. Yeah. You know? I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I can just, you know, replace it with other
pre-workouts.
Well, that's what I've been taking, creatine and pre-workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that
mm-hmm.
if I go to the gym. I'm going to need something to like crack me up.
You have to. I think that is how you get yourself to go. Because once it's in your system, you've got to.
You have to burn it off.
You're like, the back of your head's tingling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to go at that
point. I think I'm going to go sign up today.
You should. You should go.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did call the other day and I called the YMCA because I was like, hey, I just wanted to double check because like, obviously my kids are not going to work out mm-hmm. at the gym, but like, do I still have to sign up for a household? That was my question.
Right.
And so anyways, I was in the middle of a call and the call drops.
Oh.
So she calls me back. She's like, hey, the call drops. And I was like, is this the universe telling me that I don't need to go to the gym? I said that to her.
What did she say?
She was like, oh my gosh.
Maybe.
She was like, oh my gosh, like she couldn't believe I just said that to her.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, yeah, I just had a question. Anyway, she answered my question.
Thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very normal thing.
She was appalled. Oh. She was taken aback. And anyway, so I'm going to have to go in because apparently I have an account already.
Okay. Well, they quit calling me from Burn Boot Camp.
They quit calling me too. That's no more texts.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And it's a cult. And I'm already part of like 3 or 4 cults.
Yeah.
I can't join another cult.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was for the best. They really wanted me. I feel like they were worse than like the Yellow Deli people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The Yellow Deli people have never invited me into their cult.
Yeah.
Have we ever talked about that before?
I actually have. The other day, somebody was telling me that, oh, I know who it was. I was doing a photo shoot for a couple that we go to church with.
Yeah.
And remember that girl that we met at back whenever we used to go to a small group? And she was new. And now she like has been going to our church for a really long time now. But she was new and she just broke up with her boyfriend. And you guys shared like cancellation stories.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she like goes to the Yellow Deli a lot.
Oh,
and
really?
They invited her to come to like one of their like dance
Did
parties.
She go?
No, but she asked the girl I was talking with. She's like, don't you think? Like, I think it'd be kind of fun. You want to go? And they were like,
did you tell her it was a cult?
No, she knows it's a cult.
Oh, okay.
But she like asked them about like their religion and stuff like once she's there eating. And I'm like, yeah, you should come.
Yeah.
To like one of our parties or whatever. And so she was like debating on going, but she ended up
not
going.
Are they like Ashwanga?
What is
that?
Yeah.
Just make that up.
Like, are they on like a spiritual healing journey?
What is that called?
It's like a drug.
What's it? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Ashwanga? I didn't
know. No.
Right.
But yeah, you know what we're saying. Yeah, it's basically that. Ask your Siri.
Ashwagandha? That's like something that you take a herbal supplement.
No, there is a thing.
It's not ashwagandha.
A journey that you go on.
I know, but oh my gosh. Now I'm like, It's not.
I just like,
you know what I'm saying?
Celebrities and people talk about, like, Kristen Cavallari talked about on her podcast that she went and done that, like a healing journey, and they like take these drugs and basically
you like vomit, right?
Yeah. And you have like no control of your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
how
like,
would you do that?
I would feel so unsafe.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
What? Ayuganda is like, you got at Walmart.
Yeah. I probably have a tea bag in there right now. That it's probably like a sleep tea.
Yeah. I knew that one, right?
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca. Yeah.
I don't like anything that I'm not in control of, like my body.
Yeah.
Cause I've done that before and I didn't like it. Uh-uh. Not ayahuasca.
No.
But like fell out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't drink alcohol.
Does alcohol make you feel like that?
No, but like I really mostly don't drink alcohol because I don't like alcohol.
Yeah, you just don't like the taste of it.
But like smoking pot.
Yeah.
I don't see how people are just out here smoking pot.
No. And like,
and I know, like, not to say that that's like, I mean, do you like whatever, mm-hmm. but like for me personally, it's not for me.
No. And I mean,
and then once you do it, you're in it.
You can't like you just have to sit in that.
You just have to like be in it.
You have to be high.
No, like now you're high. And
like, yeah.
It's kind of like the time that we took a gummy.
Yeah.
No.
And it wasn't fun for the rest of us.
No. Anyway.
And when she says we, she wasn't talking about me and her. That would have been way more fun.
That I don't know.
Next time you do one, it better be me and you.
Like, yeah. Listen. I just don't like it. I don't like feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I feel like depending on. Because also, depending on the dose of a gummy, like you really just can take like literally just like a quarter of one is what you should do.
Well, yes. You should just like lick it.
Don't just like pop the whole thing.
No.
Because then like 6 hours later, you're.
It's like that time I took Adderall.
And then I think like, I feel like, by the way, I don't know much about gummies. I haven't really like, I don't have much experience with it, but I feel like you do have to like come down from that too then.
I don't really know.
I would assume. I don't know if you just sleep at all
or
what.
I've only taken a gummy like one time.
Yeah. And that was all you needed for the rest of your life.
Yeah. No.
Because she took like, the whole thing.
No, half.
Okay. She took a big gummy.
I really just needed to look at it.
It was a big gummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
and I haven't smoked pot in like 10 years. By the way, the last time I smoked pot was the last time I smoked pot.
The last time I smoked pot, I was with you.
What was that?
Am I going to expose myself right now? This was like before I got married. I
don't remember that.
I got married.
Okay. So I've smoked pot since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I haven't since I got married. Funny. And I was with you.
Okay. I haven't smoked pot since before I was married.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, it was before I was married too. So it's been probably like over 12 years.
I have since then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
crazy times. But then, like back in the day, like we're really going in on this.
It's okay.
38 minutes. Okay. Back in the day. Like pre-Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get drug tested like in college because of sports or whatever.
I never went to college.
Okay.
Well, I did for like 5 seconds.
Because of sports, they would randomly drug test you or whatever.
Yeah.
And so at that time.
Did you ever fail a drug test?
No, but it's because instead of smoking pot, we were smoking the stuff called K2.
Yeah. I remember that. The K2 movement.
Yeah, and it was not good. And it basically, it was, like, worse. Like, it would make you feel like, first of all, you didn't know what you were smoking.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What were you actually smoking?
I have no idea.
Was it like an herb?
I couldn't tell you, but, like.
Was it, like.
By the way, guys, this was before I gave my life to Jesus.
This was a long time ago.
I want you to know, like, I'm 33 years old now.
This was a long time ago.
18.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't smoked pot since I was, like, 19. And I'm 30.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
This is not something that just happened.
Yeah.
Now, that gummy was just a few years ago, but
yeah.
That actually wasn't my fault. That was another story. That's It's unimportant.
I mean, I had it's been a while ago, like probably a year and a half ago. I had like a bite of a gummy and it made me laugh a lot.
That's good.
Anyways, but I was like, I don't like this. I'm done with this. Anyways, back to that. But like there was one time that I was like on the back of someone's porch having this and K2, and I was sitting down like crisscross applesauce.
Okay.
And I thought I was floating in the air.
That's so
like, cool. I thought I was like,
are you doing meth?
I thought I was like this and I thought I was like levitating.
That's so
crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I couldn't get up and walk. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. Kids, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. I mean, I don't think we have really many kids listening to this.
But if they are.
Don't do drugs. I don't even drink. I will tell you about something. Me and Jake went to the Tennessee.
Yeah.
For my birthday a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right.
And remember, I told you that we were going to, well, we weren't going to. Like
there was live music.
We were gonna go see some live music, maybe.
Yeah,
at the Jason Aldean.
Yeah,
and
why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, so fast forward to Saturday, which was when we were gonna go. And we were kind of like, well, our day kind of got messed up because we were supposed to get a facial because we stayed at a bed and breakfast,
right?
And they have a spa,
oh,
so
nice.
We're supposed to get a body wrap and a facial. Well, then the girl
cancels.
She canceled that morning. She was in the hospital, had a ruptured cyst.
Bless her
heart. I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
So I was just like, dang, that was supposed to be like half our day.
Yeah.
You know? So then I'm like, okay, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And so we're getting ready. And Jake was like, he was like, you know, I've been thinking. I was like, okay. And he was like, I really don't think we should go to the Jason Aldean's place.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. He was like, I just don't, like, what else would you do there but, like, drink alcohol? And, like, you don't drink alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay.
That's so wise of you.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess you'd be listening to music.
No, I know. But, like, his whole thing with, like, not drinking is, like, he can have like a drink like casually.
Yeah.
But it's more about the setting.
The environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that he got nervous about
it being that type of environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's on growth.
Yeah.
So we didn't go.
That is.
Yeah. But I just cannot drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's so gross.
Yeah. I disagree. But yeah. I mean, like, I don't want it to sound like, oh, she drinks. It's not like that at all. I definitely like
a casual glass of wine.
Yes, I'm definitely casual. And I'm definitely right now on my rosé journey. Like, nobody told me about rosé.
I told you about rosé.
No, I love rosé.
Wow.
Rosé.
I don't like rosé anymore.
Okay, rosé is the drink of the season for me.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God.
Thank you so much.
I think that means you're in your soft girl era.
You think?
Yeah.
Good, because I was working on that.
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
Oh, good.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you so much, because I've worked hard to be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing the rosé thing. I don't even think I want to go back. Well, I guess in the wintertime. Because it does make a difference. It's kind of like you're not going to have like a hot chili on like a hot summer day.
I mean, I would.
You could, but like it's not incongruous.
It's not important to
with
me.
The season.
Yeah.
But like I'm not going to come in on like a hot summer day or like be outside and have like a warm glass of like Cabernet.
That's so.
That sounds so gross. Like I'm going to have a Pinot Grigio. Or a rosé.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so refreshing.
Okay.
And so we went to a wedding a few weeks ago, by the way. I wanted to ask you this because like you just recently got to spend time with your husband.
Okay.
Just you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like whenever it's just you and him and you don't have your kids and you don't have any responsibilities, do you like mentally revert back to like a younger version of yourself? I seriously, when it's just me and my husband, I feel like I'm 20 years old.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I didn't really.
Like, I just feel like so carefree.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I'm going to flip it and say I feel like we are older versions of ourselves.
When it's just you two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're just like.
I'm like suddenly like. We're just dating.
Okay. For us, it's like suddenly all of our kids are grown and we're like 55.
That's so funny.
That's how we feel.
I mean, you do have older kids anyways. Yeah. That's how I can see that.
The vibe for us is like.
Mm-hmm.
We're retired. Like,
yeah.
Us being retired. Like, this is what we're going to do.
Wow. And,
yeah.
That's so funny because yeah. I'm the older, which. Everyone that knows that Anna has older kids.
Yeah.
And I have younger kids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kinley's younger.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
But, like, Kinley's still older.
What percentage of your kids are older?
Yeah.
Than well, not.
Kinley is still older than your oldest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're just in, like, very different seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just entered the van life.
Congrats. Congratulations on your Kia Carnival.
Thank you so much. I posted a TikTok saying like I posted the TikTok about asking. This was before I bought the van.
Oh,
this was whenever I was gonna buy the original van that I told you about. Okay. That I was gonna buy from Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. And I posted on TikTok and I was like, okay, I'm not really like a van girl. I don't really see this for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pride thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, for all the moms out there, do you feel like it makes you feel older? That was one question. Like, do you automatically feel like 10 years older because now you have a van? Or are you just like shaking that thing in your van and just like loving life? Like, drop it in the comments. Like, what do you think?
You're shaking that thing in the van.
And so some people were like one girl was like, I bought a minivan. I hated it. I traded it in and got something else. And then another person was like, actually more people out of not were like, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. You need a minivan. And so.
If you have young kids, there's no way around it. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Like, I will say this. We looked at two cars side by side. Like, they pulled them off the lot, like, where we could really get in them.
Yeah.
And we had both the girls with us.
Yeah.
So we were really able to see,
yeah,
like, what is it like getting our kids in here? What is it like, you know? Yeah. And the SUV, I naturally just liked it more because it was an SUV. Yeah. But having being able to have the kids getting out in and out of the car was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And my car payment was only going to be a $50 difference. So we're getting the bigger car.
Yeah.
But so then basically like 12 days later, I posted like a follow-up story time.
Here's my new car.
I didn't show the car or anything. Oh, okay. I wasn't like, that's.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it. Like,
does that feel icky?
This is going to offend so many people.
I don't care. I love doing that.
Not to call anybody out, but
not
like
to call anybody out.
I am just never going to be that girl that like takes a picture in front of my car. And is like, Mom, I got a new whip.
Listen.
But like, listen.
I agree.
But I'll say this. Like, I did, like, the other day at church, I was getting in the car and a girl that serves, she was like, I was wondering whose car this was when I walked into church this morning. And I was like, yeah, it's my car. And she's like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Like, what do you think? And I was like, oh, I like it. Like, I almost felt like uncomfortable.
I feel so uncomfortable.
Like, yeah. So uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also at the same time, I'm like working so hard.
Yes.
Like,
it's such a weird place to be. I don't know. Me and Jake had this conversation. We've had it several times, but just like, it's such a weird place to be like really happy and like excited about having something new, whether that's like a house or a car or like whatever, go on a vacation or like enter whatever.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, like, it's not for everyone. Like, yeah. What is your motivation?
Right.
Behind it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What's your motivation?
It's not for everyone. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I didn't have a running car.
Yeah. It's not, also, you don't have to explain that to anybody.
No, and it's like, I exhausted every option I could possibly think of to not buy a brand new car.
Yeah, she did. Oh my God, it was so annoying. When I tell you,
the way in which I have talked to our dad more in the past week than I have my whole life, my whole 33 years.
Yeah.
He was probably like, I about to lose my number. Like,
block, delete.
Yeah. But yeah. I really did exhaust everything to not buy a new car. And it still came out cheaper to buy a new car.
Yeah. It was really, y'all, to say, like, as a family, collectively, we were stressed.
Everyone was stressed.
I was so stressed. Jake, I couldn't even be in the same room with him. He was so stressed about your car situation.
Why? Yeah.
He was so emotionally invested.
I think, like, honestly, it was stressing Caleb out so much. And basically, I had to just go to Caleb and be like, listen, Caleb. Actually, at the car dealership, I actually told him to leave.
Caleb actually just texted me.
He did. What did he say?
Would you like something? Teens and Deems.
I should wrap in a minute because we're already at 51 minutes. Oh my gosh. That's what happens when you're on a podcast for a month.
Yeah.
Did you say no?
I said no. I ate breakfast.
Oh, I haven't had anything. Well, I have had a bagel today.
No, it was very stressful. I was like, Jake, stop calling me about this. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't carry the load. I can't carry the load.
I didn't know that day that you knew. Like, I didn't know that Caleb was, like, passing along information.
No. When you know? I'm on the phone with Jake, and Jake would be telling me what Caleb said. And then as I'm on the phone with
Caleb,
Caleb's calling. I'll call you back.
So
then he talks to you, and then he calls Jake back, and then Jake calls me back. And so I knew the whole...
Yeah, well,
it was, like, on the every minute on the minute. Like, I knew what was going on. Just
as everyone knows, like, I went to the dealership by myself, okay? Actually... With my two-year-old. I went to the dealership with just my two-year-old. That was so nuts. Do not do that. 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. That was stupid.
Nobody is going to do that.
But I will say this.
Did they have popcorn?
They had like we went and got like a snack out of the back. But listen, the guy that sold me the car, Tim, great guy.
Shout out, Tim.
10 out of 10 recommend Tim. He was so nice. He literally got so many keys that day to look at so many different cars. So sweet. I did not like the finance guy.
What was his name?
His name was Ryan. But then the next day I had
young or old?
He was younger. The next day I had a different finance guy.
Good.
And he was so much nicer.
Great.
And he just made my experience so much better. Anyways, but Caleb was just bringing in negative energy. And I told him if he was going to bring in negative energy, he needed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I also told him one day last week that he needed to leave his attitude at work.
I told Jake maybe this morning that he needed to leave my house.
Yeah.
Like,
you're bringing something into the room. My house is already chaotic enough. We can all say that.
I literally said to him, I got home from dropping off Kinley, and he was just like, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? Listen,
mm-hmm.
You need to go find something to do.
Yeah.
You cannot be here. You cannot be in this. Mm-hmm. Leave.
Yeah.
Because
this is safe.
Here's the thing about it.
This is my box. This is my bubble. I'm Glinda right now.
I don't need you to, like, I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get what I need to do done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get it done.
Yes.
When I want to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put me on a time clock.
Yeah.
I know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I told him with our motions to leave my house. And I did put an emphasis on my house.
I rebuked you.
I rebuked him from that house. I was like, you go to work. Find something to do. Mow the grass. I don't care.
Yeah. Anything
here.
Go mow Jess's grass.
I don't care. Literally. I don't care what you do. Go to the strip club. Leave this house.
Not the strip club.
Leave this house.
Have you ever ended up on like strip club, not like stripper TikTok?
Can't say that I have. I'm not on TikTok, guys.
Like, where they come home and they count their money.
Okay. When I had TikTok, yes.
That is so like. Oh, that makes you want to go just like pop one off. It was true nice.
I can't tell you that I haven't thought about it. This has been like 2020. This is like COVID. This is like COVID time.
Yeah.
When we were all deep on the
TikTok. This girl's like, I'm at a new club now. And I just like, this is like, this was a Thursday, random Thursday night. And I
day in a life.
Let's just count my money tonight.
Count it. Day in the, that's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, made like $1,500.
Yes. This is from, I did two private room dances and, well, yeah, whatever. I did two.
Yeah.
Stage, whatever. Yeah. I love it.
So crazy.
I love it. I used to follow one of those girls.
And I remember you telling me about that,
so
actually.
So cute and like so normal.
Yeah.
She just was a stripper.
She just had like an alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Mm.
I could do it.
Like by day. PTO.
I'm not even in the PTO.
I thought you were.
I gave up.
Why?
You just couldn't do it.
It's hard because we're just not like the other moms.
Listen.
I told mom, and I think I told you this, and I just, this is, our kids.
Is that a spotter? It is.
Where?
But they're on the wall or on the door. It's okay.
I've got to get my house sprayed.
It's fine.
I've got to get my house sprayed. Send me your people.
Okay. It's called bug out.
Okay. Yeah. I've got to call them up. Yeah, we do need a wrap because it's like we've been talking for an hour nonstop. No ads.
No ads or nothing.
This is sponsored by us.
ChatGPT.
No, but okay. Yeah. So our kids, well, my kid hasn't started school yet, but like she will be going to a private school and
hard launch.
And I did tell, I was like, I'm a public school mom. Like
you are.
I just am. Mm-hmm. And so like feeling just being in the room with all the other moms, like I just felt like I couldn't relate because they are private school moms.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to say the wrong thing. Like it just felt like everybody was being really quiet. Nobody wanted to like,
I will say
chat too much.
There's another mom. You'll find them.
Okay.
You'll find, there are. There's a mom that's in Kinley's class.
Public school moms posing as private school moms.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were on the field trip and I was dying at her. She was like, she's really funny. And she was just saying stuff.
Yeah.
It was cracking me up. But she, yeah. Yeah. You'll find them.
You're like, I can relate to you.
No, I fully relate to her.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you need to reframe it. I think you need to reframe.
Okay.
Because what is a private school mom to you? You know?
I guess I'm just judging it off of like, and I know that, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but I think I just judged it off of that like one experience where, and also it could be my, like me knowing that I just don't have it together. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it's just who I am as a person. I have it together in my own way.
Okay.
In my own way. Mm-hmm. I know where everything is. I know what I got to do. I know what I got to do. And I am making fetch happen, like, in things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you just need a reframe.
I think that, like, maybe people are looking at me like, you don't belong here.
I don't think nobody's thinking that.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. Remember that time that Kinley was like, I was on TikTok and Kinley was like, it was her music teacher follows me on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that some people within school have Googled me and some of them haven't.
Yeah. What were you going to say about the reframe?
Well, I was just thinking, like, you just have to be, like, I think that you just have to, like, if your child is going to a private school, then you are a private school mom. And, like, what does that mean to you? And
I think this is how I feel. And this is how I feel about everything.
And who cares about, like, fitting in either?
Yeah. This is how I feel about everything. And this is what I want to teach my kids. Is that I'm who I am. Mm-hmm. She's going to this school and I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
And I want my daughter to be herself.
Yes.
Because I feel like growing up in this town that we live in. Mm-hmm. I know that not everybody that's listening is from here, but we live in a small town. Growing up in this town, it very much felt like you have to. I just didn't feel like I could just be myself, like in school.
Mm. Well, I think also in school, like you don't really know who you are
yet. Yeah, either. I think that's true too. But so you're just having,
trying on.
That, but just having that.
You're cosplaying.
Yeah, but just feeling like. Like, obviously, like who. Not, you're not going to be for everybody.
Right.
Ever. But like, kind of feeling like needing to fit into some sort of circle to be for everybody, like as just growing up in this town or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I was like, I want to get out of here so I can like be who I actually want to be and like be the person that I am.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest thing I ever did personally for myself. But anyway, so, but now that I am that person, I don't want like my kids to have to feel like that.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we probably should wrap up.
Wrap it up.
1 hour and 1 minute.
Okay. 101.
Okay.
This has been the T-101.
This has been the T-101. Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Go follow our page.
A jumbo tea. This was a jumbo tea.
Yeah, it is. Where's that from?
This is from the dairy bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell Caleb to get me something to eat? Because I haven't eaten.
What are these? That is a...
That's a Black Widow. No. What is that? No. What are those?
It has a red back.
It has a red back.
What is that? You used to know the name of the spiders.
Oh, dang, it's fast. It might be a Black Widow. I don't know what it's doing. Like,
did it run?
It's running.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
I just unplugged something.
Uh oh. What'd you unplug? Uh oh.
The whole damn thing?
Oh.
What is that?
Oh, that's my computer charger. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to wrap us up while Anna's killing a spider. Thank you so much for watching. Go like, follow. Okay, I think she got it. She got it. Like, follow, and subscribe. Rate and review. You can find us on Instagram at This Is The Tea Pod. And we love you so much. Have a good week. Bye.